Hello, and welcome to Prevention, brought to you by OWL Radio and the Low Vision Resource Center. I am Toni Morell, and during the next half hour, I will be reading articles from the April 2024 issue of Prevention Magazine here on OWL Radio. Prevention, April 2024. What's in season? Check off the fruits and vegetables that are at their prime during the spring. Apricots. They're filled with the antioxidants, vitamin C, and beta carotene. Apricots are delicious on their own, in yogurt parfaits, with ice cream, or paired with chicken, pork, or fish. Asparagus. These stalks come in green, white, and purple. All three are sources of prebiotics. Plant fiber that feeds the good bacteria in our guts so they can thrive. Green asparagus also contains digestion helper folate. The white type has a similar nutritional profile. And the purple kind, as its pigment indicates, is bursting with antioxidants. Fiddleheads. If you see green spirals at the farmer's market or the supermarket, try them. They taste like a cross between asparagus and green beans, and they contain a bit of protein and a good amount of vitamin A. They should be eaten cooked and are great in stir fries and pastas or as a fun side dish. Rhubarb. Don't eat the leaves. They're poisonous. But the colorful stalks are a source of anthocyanins. The classic pairing with strawberry is always tasty, but rhubarb's neutral taste means you can also try it in stews, soups, sauces, and chutneys. Lettuce. Forget summer. Salad season is now. The spring mix you see at the store is a medley of tender greens that sprout in springtime, and it often includes lettuces, arugula, and chicory. So you get potassium and vitamins A, C, and K in each bite. Does your pet have allergies? Yep, they can get them. So test what you know with answers from Whitney Miller, DVM, ACVPM, Chief Veterinarian at Petco. 1. Pets can only be allergic to food. Pollen and dust don't bother them. True or false? False. Pets are more like us than we may realize, and they can be allergic to many of the same things we are. The three main pet allergy groupings are food and medication, environmental and seasonal, and flea. 2. Increased licking, scratching, or self-biting is the most common sign of a pet allergy. True or false? False. Pets can have many other allergy symptoms. Cats and dogs may have itchy skin, but also sneezing, irritated eyes, and a runny nose, says Miller. Allergies may cause hair loss and skin or ear infections or irritation too. Food allergies are less common. Miller says an upset stomach and GI issues may signal that your pet is allergic to their food or treats. 3. If you suspect that your pet may be allergic to something, you should take them to the emergency room ASAP. True or false? False. Unless they show signs of an acute allergic reaction, like facial swelling, hives, extreme irritability, or fast onset of severe GI issues, in which case, go to the emergency vet as soon as possible. Their primary vet can run an allergy test or uncover other reasons for unusual changes. Keeping your pet away from suspected allergens is the best way to treat allergies. True or false? True. The best way to treat allergies is to limit exposure to allergens, Miller says, such as by switching to allergen-free food and preventing flea bites by using over-the-counter topicals. You can also soothe skin symptoms with sprays. For severe cases, the vet may recommend or prescribe an oral antihistamine. Prevention Magazine, April 2024. Get stronger ankles. These body parts are like anchors for the rest of your joints. If your ankles are weak, that can affect how your knees and hips feel or function, and it also raises your risk for a sprain or strain. This squat variation will strengthen your ankles as well as improve hip mobility and stability. 1. Stand up straight with your feet hip width apart. Move your right foot slightly back so the ball of that foot is aligned with the heel of your left foot. 2. Sink into a squat as you normally would, stretching your arms out in front of you or clasping them at your chest for balance. 3. Push back to standing position. 4. That's one repetition. Aim to do 10, then align your left foot as you did your right foot and do 10 more. Prevention. In focus, sleep. While you're resting, your body is quietly recharging, recovering, and recalibrating so all your internal gears, your hormonal, muscular, and organ systems will function as they should. Yet, as simple as sleep may seem, for a lot of us, it doesn't always do its job. It eludes us or doesn't deliver the rest we need. But you can get it to work for you again. Here's what you need to know about your body's most crucial period of time. Your body runs on sleep, by Merrill Davids Landau. When you snuggle into bed and pull up the covers, you may feel as if your work for the day is done. But, like a cell phone getting a boost from its charger overnight, your body is just getting started on some very important repairs. Sleep is crucial for overall health, as it is the foundation for both physiological and psychological processes, says Natalie Dautovich, PhD, Environmental Fellow at the National Sleep Foundation. During sleep, the body undergoes essential restoration and maintenance activities. It engages in vital reset and repair mechanisms. We are energized and metabolic functions are optimized. Here, why sleep is so important for your mind and body. It strengthens your brain. Sleep is intricately linked to memory consolidation and cognitive function. When you enter REM sleep, the stage in which brain activity picks up and your eyes move, your brain transfers short-term memories to long-term storage. It also removes unnecessary information, which helps with learning and memory and could be the reason you may wake up with the answer to a problem that was eating at you the previous day. This is also when your brain does crucial deep cleaning. Scientists have recently identified a pathway called the glymphatic system via which the body flushes out excess proteins, fluids, and other waste from the brain and the spinal cord during sleep. This includes proteins found in the brains of people with Alzheimer's disease, which may help explain why sleep disorders such as insomnia and sleep apnea could raise the risk of it. Your heart gets a rest. Sleeping fewer than 6 hours at night may put you at greater risk for a cardiovascular event than getting between 6 and 8 hours of shut-eye, according to a large study across 21 countries. One potential reason. When you enter the deepest phases of sleep, your parasympathetic system takes over, controlling functions like breathing. This gives your heart a much-needed rest, and your blood pressure and heart rate drop. When you don't get that long, deep sleep, your cardiovascular system doesn't get a chance to wind down. And this can increase your risk of high blood pressure, a leading cause of heart disease and stroke. Sleep deprivation can also increase cholesterol levels and body-wide inflammation, leading to plaque formation in blood vessels, which makes the heart work even harder. It plays a role in weight management. First, the obvious. When you stay up late, you have extra hours to raid the refrigerator. But the sleep-weight connection goes deeper than that. When you don't get sufficient sleep, hunger hormones that help regulate appetite are disrupted. And lack of sleep can also affect the kinds of food you put on your plate. Brain regions are altered in such a way that you crave carbohydrates and sugar. Your immune system is supported. You know how being sick makes you feel like sleeping all day? That's for good reason. Sleep is when your body ramps up production of cytokines, proteins that bolster immunity. You're more likely to get a respiratory infection if you're not sleeping well. Your muscles are repaired. When you injure your shoulder or pull a hamstring, your body generates new cells and repairs old tissue to heal it. This involves acute inflammation, when cytokines tell immune cells to swoop in to aid in healing, and the release of growth hormone, and these functions rev up during sleep. Studies have demonstrated the important role of the circadian rhythm in which setting off these healing processes. So any disruption of your sleep cycle may affect your body's ability to heal. 5 signs that you're not getting enough sleep. If any of these sound familiar, you may need to spruce up your bedtime routine. 1. You fall asleep at inconvenient times. Sure, nodding off during a boring speech is normal, but when you can't keep your eyes open through dinner or while catching up on TV, you may have a sleep deficit. 2. You're gaining weight. If you see the number on the scale creeping up and can't figure out why, it may be due to sleepless nights, which can throw off the hormones that tell you when you're hungry and full. 3. You have brain fog. Can't remember where you put your glasses? Or having trouble focusing at work? Your cognitive abilities can take a hit when you don't get enough shut-eye. 4. You get up to use the bathroom a lot. Sometimes it's not about an overactive bladder. If what is waking you during the night is a disorder such as sleep apnea, you may be going to the bathroom simply because you happen to be awake, not because you actually have to. 5. You're cranky. Snapping at your kids or your partner for no good reason? Lack of sleep can make you frustrated, annoyed, and anxious. Your sleep questions answered. Can I take a supplement to help me fall asleep? Let's talk about the 2 most common options, melatonin and magnesium. Melatonin is a hormone your brain makes in response to darkness, helping regulate your internal clock so you can fall asleep. It's not meant to knock you out. Use it if you need to get yourself onto or back into a sleep schedule, but avoid using it every night. Over time, there can be a risk of developing a psychological dependence on it. Magnesium won't bring on the zzzz tonight, but may help with sleep through relaxation and by reducing inflammation, both of which can improve overall sleep habits. Talk to your doctor before adding any type of supplement to your daily routine. I'll admit it, I snore, It turns out it's not sleep apnea, though. So, what can I do about it? First of all, good for you for getting it checked out. Sleep apnea is a serious condition that causes snoring, but not all snoring is because of sleep apnea. Some people are simply prone to snoring. You may be if you have a narrow airway, a low-lying soft palate, or a thick neck circumference. You can try sleeping on your side. On your back, gravity can cause your tongue to block your airway. Or using a custom mouthpiece that moves your jawbone forward a bit to open up the airway. Speak to your sleep doctor about making one for you. I'm supposed to wear a CPAP, but it's uncomfortable, so I don't always use it. Any ideas? For folks not familiar with a CPAP is a continuous positive airway pressure machine. It helps sleep apnea sufferers by providing, as the name suggests, a continuous stream of air, which prevents interrupted breathing during sleep. Your doctor probably told you to wear it every night, but for a lot of people, the machine's hose and mask make it hard to find a comfortable sleeping position, kind of defeating the purpose. A great solution may be a CPAP pillow. These feature cutouts and contours to support back, side, and stomach. Stomach sleepers who wear CPAP masks in bed, that is. Many are made from memory foam or have removable inserts for custom support. Talk to your doctor before buying one to make sure they'll work with your CPAP machine. Is it okay to hit snooze? I just can't get up without doing it. There are two types of people in the world. Those who leap out of bed when their alarm goes off, and those who blindly hit the snooze button at least once or thrice. Sleep specialists consistently advise against hitting snooze, saying it doesn't support good sleep hygiene. But two new studies in the Journal of Sleep Research are reawakening the debate. According to a study of 1,732 sleepers, morning drowsiness and shorter total sleep were more common among those who hit snooze, but they tended to be younger and have later bedtimes. So perhaps the problem isn't your snooze button habit, but your bedtime. In a second, smaller study, hitting snooze had no clear effect on things like mood, morning sleepiness, and overall sleep structure. Instead of asking if it's okay, ask yourself how you feel in the morning. If the answer isn't good, adjust your routine. Do I really have to get up at the same time every day? You've heard the advice that keeping a consistent sleep schedule is the best thing you can do to fall asleep faster and wake up rested. No sleep expert will deny it, but you have some wiggle room. You have 30 to 60 minutes of leeway, to be exact. So if you typically get up at 6 a.m., sleeping until 7 on the weekends is just fine. I have vivid nightmares. I feel like a little kid, but they wake me up. What can I do about them? Two common reasons adults have nightmares are stress and sleep deprivation. In addition to addressing those issues, consider a positive imagery exercise before bed. Walk yourself through an imaginary nature scene that brings you peace and comfort. Focus on what you would see, hear, and smell if you were really there. It's not always about getting rid of the bad stuff that appears in your nightmares. It's about adding in good, positive images for your brain to consume. If your nightmares persist, see your doctor. You could have an underlying condition, anything from sleep apnea to PTSD that could be manifesting as nightmares. What's your chronotype? The early bird gets the worm. It's more like the lion does, according to the set of animal-centric sleep personalities. We each have a sleep chronotype that reflects our body's natural preference for when to fall asleep and wake up. These are tied to your circadian rhythm, our internal body clock that regulates cycles of alertness and sleepiness. But sleep chronotypes may also be associated with certain personality traits or habits. Figuring out where you fit into the animal sleep kingdom can help you tweak your routine for better snoozing. Lion. Wake up 5 a.m. Most productive 8 a.m. to noon. Bedtime 9 p.m. People with the lion chronotype tend to wake up early, often around 5 a.m., and feel most energetic and productive before noon. Lions may feel most accomplished when they tackle their daily to-do lists as soon as possible, before their energy levels begin to fall in early afternoon. Lions typically wind down in the early evening. Is this you? Try this. Meal prepping dinner is a smart move, since you'll likely hit the sack on the earlier side, making it easier for yourself to get a balanced meal on the table quickly means you'll have time to get in other good-for-you activities, like an evening walk, for example, before it's time for bed. Bear. Wake up 7 a.m. Most productive 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Bedtime 10 p.m. Roughly 55% of people are bears, making this the most common sleep chronotype. Like bears in the wild, people with this chronotype follow the sun, waking up when it rises in early morning and retiring as darkness falls in the early evening, making nighttime social activities a challenge. Is this you? Try this. Fuel up with a brain power breakfast that will get you through your most productive chunk of the day. It should include quality carbohydrates such as oats or whole grain toast, protein such as eggs or yogurt, and a healthy fat source such as avocado or nuts, and minimize sugar to prevent a crash. Wolf. Wake up 9 a.m. Most productive 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Bedtime, midnight. If you know someone who isn't a morning person, chances are they're a wolf. About 15% of people have this chronotype. Wolves usually wake up later in the day and tend to get bursts of energy in the evening. Is this you? Knowing what winds you down at night can help prevent your bedtime from getting extended even later, so you won't skip on your Z's. If you can't seem to find the magic sleep switch, try sipping decaffeinated tea made from something like chamomile, lemongrass, rose, or valerian root. All these contain plant compounds that may produce feelings of calmness to support a healthy sleep cycle. Dolphin. Wake up 6 a.m. Most productive 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Bedtime 11 p.m. Dolphins are able to remain alert while sleeping so as to evade predators, and people with this sleep chronotype often complain of insomnia, tend to be prone to fragmented sleep patterns, and are sensitive to light and noise while they sleep. Is this you? Try this. Take a look at your sleep routine and see where you can make small improvements. Maybe you need to focus on going to sleep and waking up at more consistent times all week. Perhaps you'd benefit from white noise to help drown out sounds that disrupt your slumber at night. And if any sliver of light rouses you, try hanging blackout curtains and wearing a silk sleep mask and cover electronics that give off a glow. Bedtime Bites by Alyssa Young. Ever say goodnight and then have your stomach enter a conversation with a loud grumbling that means, feed me? Contrary to what you might have heard about pre-bed snacking messing with sleep, the right bedtime snack can actually help summon the sleep, or at least satisfy your peckishness so you can nod off. Try having breakfast before bed, whole grain cereal and milk. The carbohydrates in whole grain cereal help you fall asleep, and protein-rich milk helps you stay asleep, says London. Milk is chock full of calcium and magnesium, which help you produce melatonin, the hormone responsible for sleep regulation. London says, MSRD, a New York City-based registered dietitian and podcast host and the author of Dressing on the Side and Other Diet Myths Debunked. Choose a low-sugar cereal with 4 grams or less of the sweet stuff and opt for low-fat or non-fat milk. Pistachios and tart cherries. This conked-out combo is light enough to prevent you from getting too full or bloated to nod off. Pistachios have sleep-inducing protein, vitamin B6, and magnesium, and unsweetened tart cherries contain melatonin. All can help you get some sleep, says London. Aim to have a small handful, about 1/4 of a cup, so you won't go to bed feeling stuffed. Herbal tea and graham crackers. Try chamomile or another herbal blend that soothes you. This primes you for sleep by helping you feel cozy and hydrated. Then grab something to munch on, like a couple of sheets of whole grain graham crackers, to get other vitamins and minerals that will help you power down. Hummus and pita. Dip your way to dreamland. A small portion of hummus paired with a few triangles of 100% whole grain pita or pita chips and a couple of veggie sticks deliver a light mix of protein and carbohydrates to satisfy your appetite and support sleep. Build the perfect sleepy time snack. Keep these tips in mind when deciding what to nosh on. Strive for a combination of carbohydrates and protein to promote satiety and support production of serotonin, a precursor for sleep-promoting melatonin. Choose options that are lower in fat. Lying down after a high-fat meal or snack can disrupt the digestion process, which may lead to GI symptoms like acid reflux and nausea. Consider hydrating foods. Fruits and vegetables provide some extra H2O, along with key minerals that support the production of neurotransmitters involved with sleep, muscle and nerve function, and blood pressure regulation. Energizing Eats by Alyssa Jung. Try lentils. They have carbohydrates as the body's preferred energy source, as well as plant protein and fiber to help those carbohydrates ease into the bloodstream for steady, long-lasting energy. Cottage cheese. This bowl base and toast topper contains a good amount of protein and is an excellent source of vitamin B12, 22% of your daily value per 1/2 cup, which helps the body turn nutritious foods into energy. Hazelnuts. An ounce of these nuts delivers 14% of your daily value of magnesium, a mineral that plays a big role in how the body produces and uses ATP, those molecules that serve as the energy source our cells rely on. You have been listening to Prevention on Owl Radio. You can listen to Owl Radio on our specially tuned radio or by streaming on your computer or smartphone. You may also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at www.owlradio.org. Thank you for listening. This program will be replayed after 9 p.m. this evening. This is Tony Morell saying goodbye from Owl Radio.